All right, section 3, salvation of the soul. The goal of our faith in Christ Jesus is the salvation of our souls. It is not just the reconciliation of our spirits that are eternal and cut off from God, but the redemption of our bodies, which are mortal, from death as well. It is being freed in both body and spirit from this old man, the sin nature, the corrupt soul of Adam. This is the promise we have through this gospel of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. 1 Peter 1:3. Actually, I'm just going to read verse 5, the important part of this. Those of us who are kept by the power of God through faith unto a salvation that's ready to be revealed in the last time. That's our hope, right? That's the hope of this gospel. He has begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Verse 6, wherein we greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through the manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold which perisheth, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And therefore, verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. That's the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. All right, the mechanics of this salvation of the soul. Remember, body and spirit both are saved in salvation. So let's look at the mechanics. We must understand that when Adam died in sin, he died to righteousness. Isn't this true? He died to righteousness. So that when we all in Adam's nature died to righteousness, all of us that were in Adam died to righteousness, if we're considered dead with Christ, right? You're either alive unto sin or you're alive unto righteousness. In Adam, all are alive and all are dead to righteousness, aren't they? So we understand that when Adam died in sin, he died to righteousness. So when we all in Adam's nature died to righteousness, first he did so in his spirit man, the part that was eternal, and then that death was manifested to his body, the mortal part. This is an eternal principle. What is true in the spiritual will be manifested or revealed in the physical. That's an eternal principle. What is true in the heart of man will be manifested in the flesh of man and his actions. So what happens in the spirit is a promise or prophecy of what will occur in the body, whether it's good or evil. Whatever happens in the spirit happens in the body. Whatever happens in the heart happens in the body. Whatever happens in the spiritual realm happens in the physical realm. It's manifested here, whether it's for good or evil, right? It is not done until it is manifested in the physical. The corruption of Adam's spirit was revealed through the death of his body. The fact that his spirit was corrupt was shown when his body corrupted. Because the body wouldn't corrupt apart from the spirit being fine, would it? So the corruption of Adam's spirit was revealed through the death of his body. Jesus, who was righteous by his spirit nature, came in the body of a man. His righteous spirit, or heart, was revealed through his actions and the resurrection of his body. Well, isn't that what proves or manifests Jesus' righteousness? Is the fact that death could not hold him? Because death was for sinners. The wages of sin is death. But Jesus was a righteous man, and therefore death could not hold him. And it proves that he was righteous in his heart if he was righteous in his body. Right? What is true in the spirit or in the heart is manifested in the body. And as Adam's death of the spirit was manifested in his body through death, so Jesus' righteousness was manifested through his eternal life, his resurrection. How many of you can see this? Jesus, who was righteous by his spiritual nature, came in the body of a man. His righteous spirit or heart was revealed through his actions and the resurrection of his body. Jesus died to sin for all of us. And through him, we all can live now to righteousness. First, by faith in his sacrifice in our hearts. Then, by his resurrection, as that righteousness is manifested when he comes through the resurrection. So you can see your actions now, as Jesus' was, is a way that that righteousness is manifested now through faith. Right? Through your actions, that righteousness is manifested now through faith, and through the resurrection, that righteousness will be fully manifested. Can you see that? And that's the way it is with a sinner in reverse. A sinner dies to righteousness. And so his sin is seen in his actions first, and then in his death. Right? On his way to death, you see sin in his actions, right? And once he does die, then you see sin fully manifested. So in Christ, it's reversed. You see righteousness in his actions, and then you see righteousness in the fact that he was raised from the dead. Now, how many have got a grip on that? Is that true or not true? How many of you agree with that and understand it? If you don't understand it, now's the time to speak up. All right. So, Romans 5:12, whereby is one, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Right? Romans 5:15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Talking about the same thing I was talking about. It worked in reverse with Jesus. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more through the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, had abounded unto many. And not as it was by the one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one, Adam, to condemnation. But the free gift is by many offenses to justification. For if by one man's offense, Adam, death reigned by one, how much more will those receive abundance of grace of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ? Romans 6:1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we who are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, for we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. So that newness of life spoken of is what we have now as a reconciliation to God in our spirits. The reconciliation by faith in Christ is the promise of our redemption of our souls, body and spirit. Can y'all see that? This reconciliation you have now through faith, where your spirit is right with God through faith, is the promise that your body will be redeemed as well. Isn't it? You're given that token of the Holy Spirit as a promise that if he has redeemed your spirit now through faith, it will be manifested in your body through the resurrection. So walking in that newness of life now through our actions, righteous actions, that show a righteous heart, will be fully manifested in the resurrection of the dead. You see how it works. And this is what it proves us. If it was true by one man through his unrighteous act, which was manifested in his body through death and his unrighteous acts, his unrighteous heart was manifested through his unrighteous acts and then through his death. So Jesus' heart is manifested through his righteous acts and then through his righteous resurrection. Right? This Holy Spirit is given to us in this reconciliation when we believe. He is the token of our guarantee that God will complete our salvation through the resurrection if we continue in faith. This faith of our heart, our spirit, is manifested in what we do and will be fully in our bodies through the resurrection at the Lord's return. 2 Corinthians 5:1, we know if the earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And he is now he that wrought, verse 5, for the selfsame thing is God, he has also given us an earnest of the Spirit. Philippians 3:20, we know when Jesus returns, he shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. So right now, through faith, we have this reconciliation of our spirits through the Holy Spirit in us through faith. We have the spirit of adoption as sons. He is the righteousness of Christ in us. But this does not complete our salvation. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you received not the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption that portion of the Holy Spirit, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And this Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit, we are the children of God. This spirit of adoption is manifested now in our actions and our words and our hearts, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. But this adoption is not complete until the resurrection at Jesus' coming. Romans 8:22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain, together until now. And not only they, but we ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Now, there are many more scriptures that confirm these things, and I encourage you to study them. This is our gospel. It is the redemption of our souls, both body and spirit. But each in its turn, first the spirit and then the body at Christ's coming. It's the same way the soul was condemned, is the same order in which it's changed. First the spirit and then the body. 1 Corinthians 15:3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. This is our faith in Christ. His death reconciles us to God, our hearts to his heart, our spirits to his spirit. This is first. And so Paul says, I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. But 1 Corinthians 15:4, and he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. This is our hope in Christ. Jesus' death is our faith in Christ, and it reconciles us to God. But Jesus' resurrection is our hope in Christ, and our bodies raised as his was when he comes. This completes the salvation of our souls. All right, now this is the first part of section 3.